Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is July 11th, 2019. The day was July 11th, 1897. Swedish balloonist Solomon August André, engineer Knut Frankel, and photographer Niels Strindberg left Danskoya, also known as Danes Island, in a hydrogen balloon. The plan was to travel from Svalbard to Russia, Canada, or Alaska, passing over the North Pole on the way. At the time, people were obsessed with reaching the North and South Poles, but nobody had yet done it. Unfortunately, André and his crew's journey would end in their demise. André rode in a balloon for the first time in 1892. Soon after, he bought his own balloon, called the Sevilla. He took 9 trips in it on his own, making observations and updates to the balloon along the way. At the time, steering was a big problem that balloonists needed to solve in order to control balloons better. On his 6th trip, André used drag ropes to slow the balloon in a sail to try to steer it. Drag ropes hang from the balloon basket and drag on the ground. Since the ropes were heavy and created friction, they slowed the balloon to the point where the sails could keep it from just traveling with the wind. But drag ropes weren't particularly effective in controlling a balloon. André took his last trip in the Sevilla in March of 1895. He was sure he could use a balloon to travel long distances and discover new places, including the North Pole. By 1897, people had already unsuccessfully attempted to reach the North Pole. Sweden was behind in Arctic exploration and eager to up its game. Despite André's relative inexperience with ballooning and the ineffectiveness of drag ropes, he was convinced he could raise the money to fly to the North Pole in a balloon. Dynamite inventor Alfred Nobel and Oscar II, the King of Sweden, helped finance the construction of a balloon to take on a polar expedition. The balloon was built in Paris from 600 pieces of fortified silk, and it was called the Eagle. A 5-story house was built for the balloon on Danes Island, in Norway's Svalbard archipelago. The house protected the balloon from wind interference while it was being filled. André chose meteorologist Niels Eikholm and assistant professor of physics Niels Strindberg to accompany him on his trip to the North Pole. But after the team could not get the right winds to set off on their trip in 1896, André had to go back to Sweden to raise more money, and Iacom quit the expedition. He was replaced by civil engineer Knut Frenkel. Strindberg would take photographs, and Frenkel would record scientific observations. The crew got back to Danes Island in May of 1897. Strindberg estimated that it would take them from 30 to 60 hours to reach the North Pole. He wrote, "Once having reached the northernmost point, we don't care where the wind carries us. Of course, we would rather land in Alaska near the Mackenzie River, where we would very likely meet American whalers, who are favorably disposed toward the expedition. It would really be a glorious thing to succeed so well. But even if we were obliged to leave the balloon and proceed over ice, we shouldn't consider ourselves lost. We have sledges and provision for 4 months, guns and ammunition, hence are just as well equipped as other expeditions as far as that is concerned." On July 11th, the balloon lifted off from Danes Island carrying the three men. It lost three of its four guide ropes, lost gas from some of its seams, and became frozen and waterlogged as the expedition traveled north and higher in altitude. The gas leaked so much that the basket ended up striking the Arctic ice. After 65 hours and 33 minutes of travel, over 517 miles, or 832 kilometers, they were forced to bail from the balloon. They were still hundreds of miles south of the North Pole. They started out heading southeast, toward a depot they had arranged for on an archipelago in Russia. But because the ice was drifting, they were heading west faster than they were east. So they headed southwest for another depot, but that too proved a useless journey, as the ice sent them south-southeast. Surviving in the harsh, freezing temperatures was difficult. They ate bears, seals, and ivory gulls, and they camped on ice floes. Frenkel and André got diarrhea, which got so bad they took morphine and opium for it. A blister on Frankel's foot made him incapable of pulling his sledge. As conditions got worse, they planned on wintering on Kvitoya, or White Island, and continuing the journey in the spring. André's last diary entry was for Friday, October 8th. When they died is unknown, but they could not have lasted much longer after they reached White Island. It's also not clear how they died, though it was likely not by murder or suicide. It could have been from poisoning by metal cans, drowning, dehydration, botulism, or a polar bear attack, among other potential causes. In 1930, the crew of a ship called the Bratvog found the remains of André, Frenkel, and Strindberg, their campsite, their journals, and Strindberg's film on White Island. 93 of Strindberg's photos were recoverable. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through history. See you here, same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.